This next mission, and followed by a rocket attack on Benoit Air Base, plus the second signing of the peace treaty, was recorded by Bernie Dallas, ranch hand of 1969 to 1970. ID number 7255. For further information, refer to the attached cards with this cassette number 4.
Bravo. Walt, when you're ready, we'll give you the smoke coordinates.
Bravo, saddle up. Fuck, he's awful on that radio.
Also, 03, Hades Bravo standing by with smoke coordinates.
Hades Bravo, Walt 03, ready to copy.
Roger. Your coordinate is 510787. Acknowledge.
Just
stand 510787. Stand by.
And Roger, 3 Lambda 07, I should confirm the rendezvous at 112 or 32. Is that a phone?
That is Charlie. Oh, we're gonna have to go well below 6.8.
Hey Tim, I gotta tell you, somebody up there 12 up in the valley. I gotta see another one of them.
Railroad 87, Hades Bravo.
This valley right up in here is where we're going to be going.
Yeah, I'm going to take us back around and up.
Right. We're around 87, 80 Bravo.
Roger, go Bravo.
Roger, did you receive our mission briefing card this morning?
Yeah, and it changed about 3 times.
Roger. We've got 2 aircraft with us this morning. And, smoke will be 300 meters long. The FAC will direct the strike. Remain with us until I release you to the FAC. And advise us when you have us in sight, please.
I will do on Walt 03, would you lock your legs, please?
Roger, Walt 03 is Master 1, Rocky.
Roger, and I love you, we're at your 5 o'clock high position.
Roger, copy, Hades Bravo, Walt 03.
Bravo, go.
Roger, that coordinate, the extreme eastern end of the box is covered by a broken deck. That coordinate falls outside the box and is covered by a broken deck. Could you give me one, closer to the 4241 line. We'll stop to get out in the valley and we'll...
Stand by 1-1.
And what is the difference? Would you need the smoke to get it? Find your way in.
Alright.
And Ramrod 8.
Depends on how bad the water is. I don't think so.
Valley 4. Say again. Do you or don't you need smoke?
Let's try it without it.
Okay. And the temperature. Just some more coming on in without smoke. We'll see him down in the valley. And I'm at 8,500 m. Is this the entrance to the valley here?
Roger, I understand you will work us after.
Just to the left of that hill.
Target if you do not
heading 310.
We do have fire
straight on up
throughout the entire run.
We'll be going through a valley on the way.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get the straight history check.
The general target elevation 1,500 feet. We chart now.
Okay, you see this hill right here?
03, 80 Bravo.
Bravo 03.
Roger, we're going to try without the smoke today. We'll meet you in the valley floor there. And we're wondering if you could get us artillery clearance from the end of the run.
Understand, to where?
We'll be returning RTP to Benoit.
Understand, I'll get the clearance through this province and I'll have them check further down the line.
Very fine, thank you.
Right up here, okay.
This is the left of this hill.
Got through this one over here.
Right.
Okay, as briefed earlier, do you need anything more?
No questions here.
Okay, you're cleared off the doors.
Are you
okay?
I'm not
here.
Open the
doors.
Sorry.
Check. Remember at Walt Sagan.
Roger. So you're circling the approximate start.
This will be the start of the Hades run. Our target, if I do not expend you on the Hades run, is further to the west.
Sure, Roger, you can.
There's going to be hills up to almost 5,000 feet farther down there, so we're not going to be able to descend very far down.
Well, where is the main valley? That's what I wanted to do, is get out where it was clear and come into the valley a different route. We can't go over the hills in the blind.
Check the shutter.
Open left. That saddle that's coming into view up there, was that what drops us over into it?
Dodge, it looks like. That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Navigator, so you can make it.
Secure.
Show harness.
Lock, pilot.
Lock, pilot. Visors.
Down, pilot.
Lock, pilot. Down, now.
Down, engineer.
Display engine.
Idle.
Two door.
Both open.
Breakfast complete.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Stuart, you can slip back off to the right now.
East Bravo, Walt 03.
Bravo, go.
Roger, you'll be clear of all arty within this province until 1130. There'll be no arty at all.
Okay, you got it.
Can I go this way or up over here?
Let's just go right through here if we can make it. Do you think we can make it?
Yeah, is this the one we had planned on?
Right.
Okay.
87, Walt 03, may I have your altitude?
Yep, 15.5. 15.5.
Roger, copy.
How's the weather right down in the target area?
In the valley floor, it's east of the 4-6 line, or correction, west of the 4-6 line, you have a very scattered, at least 15 miles visibility, and I estimate the wind to be less than 10 knots.
Very good, thank you.
And Lee has tank drive 72 over 26.
Okay, thanks, Yopi. And why don't we be 5 minutes out?
5 minutes out now.
Hades Bravo, it's 5 minutes out.
Walt, copy.
And Hades Bravo, Walt.
Bravo, go.
Roger, we've put Hades in this area before. They have received ground fire, and you may expect it today.
Thank you, kindly.
And this is miserable armor on this thing.
Get yourself down.
Yeah, best way I can. Okay, let's get the before spray check.
Roger. Spray engine throttle.
Set.
Do it, thanks, Draft 7226.
Bravo, Walt 03, understand you're going to make your runs from east to west, one runner or two.
That's affirmative, Walt.
That'll be one and random, random headings.
Roger.
Generally working on the north side.
Roger, copy. Standing by, Garfarbs, we're all set to go, sir.
Roger. Oh, my flex sore. Go to sleep on the run.
Also, I don't think it will.
Good little survey flight. We just passed some Maniac back there. You know which valley we're going in now, right now, Rick?
Right up here.
Is this the planned one?
No, this is not the one that is going to be the new target.
This is going to be the new target, though?
No, it's not.
No, oh, I mean, but is this our planned run-in line?
Oh, right, yes.
Okay.
Come over the low point of the saddle right through there.
Okay. Big old rock face, huh?
10 seconds till the target box.
There it is.
Spray on anything you see.
Okay, two, you can spray on anything you see now. We're in the target.
Two.
Clear fire, Roger.
Roger, call cluster. Takeoff, check completed.
All set, Sergeant Dallas.
All set, let her go.
Hey, I'm at 87. Are you running west or east to west?
Hades is running that east to west. We're just entering the valley now.
I think we're about 285 in here. We'll pass to the north of that hill over there.
I don't see any
to you. Hey, there's some right up ahead. There's some right up ahead here, too. I'll take the south side.
Okay.
And I'm on 87 is overhead, the Hades are half a telling.
And all that's telling.
Straight on.
I'm going to go over this ridge in front of me so I can get in that other valley.
Okay.
Spray bolt check.
Spray off. He'll be going up over there. Keep an eye out for it, man. Little Pontiac, I think, in there. Spray's on. Okay, go, Mito.
There's somewhere down there, too.
Okay, where's the brand on? Some right under us.
Never make it.
Never make that one.
Over here, I'm gonna get the right.
Okay.
Right where I took some ground fire with some.
Well, I'll ease it up here so we can see some. That's the saddle that we'll be heading for.
You're okay,
there you go. Did we take a hit or was that just
ground? Affirmative.
Oh. Everything looks good up here.
Good show.
That's our double red here, isn't it?
Magic, can you go ahead and get it?
Yeah, we'll go right over the top of it. Mito?
Mito.
Okay, lead, if you'll go over the top of this, I'll go to the right, or do you want to go right?
I'll go over to the top.
Okay, I'm going to the right.
Up there. Spray's off. I gotta get over his spray.
Needle.
Right. That's this one up here he's talking about, isn't it? Yeah, this is the saddle, right?
Saddle up here.
Okay.
Needle bar.
Good boy. There should be some right on the other side, he said. Spray on.
Yes, sir. This is where we took ground fire last time, too.
Okay. There should be crop right out in here.
Ground route 8387 Wall 3, did you expend?
I'm negative.
Now, is this the white spot I'm looking for?
The saddle's right up ahead of us right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, you got a ways to go yet.
There's some smoke up there, I don't know who's.
Still okay, sir.
Very good. Let's pull up a little one. One little garden here.
Are you going to go back down the valley at a reciprocal?
Negative. We're just going to take it right on out ahead here up through this saddle. And after the saddle is a populated area, we'll probably get hosed a little bit there, so you can kind of be watching up in that area for our smoke.
And Wall 03 is falling behind.
Okay, let's let the speed build up a little here for the climb up through Rock.
Roger. Meter far.
Huh? Meter, okay. There we go, there's a guard. Was that ground
fire?
Smoke. The smoke's out. Sounded like automatic weapons.
Roger.
There's more.
Get that guy.
Smoke out.
We got him.
Good boy. I'm going for the valley. I'm going to go up the saddle from the north.
Okay. He got us too.
He got me last time too.
Roger. He was waiting. Okay, right through the saddle here, two. Just break hard right, and you'll get a good guard.
Roger.
You okay in back?
Still with you.
Okay, have we taken a hit on that?
Affirmative again.
Okay. Not sure, just how did we smoke yet at all? No, maybe.
Still pretty good.
Very good. We got a whole bunch of guards there.
Very good.
Your window shaking kind of sounds like ground fire.
Right here in the middle of the saddle.
Very good.
That's two taking ground fire there, Fudgers.
This is pretty well hit up here.
Right behind
you. Right on up.
That's the fire.
Okay, Ramrod, you can go on in and hit those spots behind us. We won't be going back.
Walt, you want us to do that, or you want to wait and give us a better target? There's nothing we can see there.
Roger. And I've only got one spring.
Who's taking ground fire from the right on the top of the hill back there.
Roger, I have the position plotted with Walt.
Okay, we should come to the river here pretty quick, right?
Huh? The river's a little bit to the north of us.
Okay. Well, there's nothing here. Just grass. Okay, I'm gonna head over here. There used to be a good victory garden over here to the left. Doing real good in that power, Rock. I'll pop up a little and look for it.
Beautiful.
Maybe out over in there.
I can't say anything from here.
And 80's Bravo, I still only have one aircraft in sight, and I have not been able to spot any of your smoke ends.
Okay, we're up here together right now.
Okay, in rear. There you go. There used to be some hidden down in here. Well, there's a big garden out here. Maybe we already took care
Fox right here.
Something right here. I can't tell it for sure.
Okay, dude, this is the end of the box where I am now.
Roger, roger.
Going Mito Power. Hey, Mito.
Roger.
I'm here at your 11 o'clock, about 6 miles.
Two safe. Roger, two.
Turn him over.
Paramount 87, you're clear for the pack now. Go get him, and thanks so much. Walt for 03, hope to see you again someday.
Thank you much, Mr. Jobble.
Okay, put him over to box two and
I gotta get in the aerials, Rick.
I'll let you out of the box in just a minute, sir. Tell us.
No problem.
Okay.
80 Bravo, check in. Say switch.
Clear's off.
Bombing switch.
That's all right. Okay, I got a signal here.
Bombing switch.
Off.
Three engines.
Okay, cooling, I'm due.
Air cleared out, Sergeant Ellis.
Okay, coming out.
We got leveled off up here at 85. We'll get a status check.
Roger. Bravo check. Give us a status check when you get a chance, Stu.
Roger.
Show orders.
I'm out. Alright, I'll take us back at 65.
Okay.
Save some fuel.
Travel lead will be low.
Okay, the Hervey engine is off now.
Two.
Say again.
He's got it off. Three engines off.
Roger.
That smoke and there is slow down.
No, it's getting better. It's drying out.
I'll give you Hervey.
I'll give you Hervey check in a couple seconds here.
Okay.
And I found a slug right next to my box. Ah, very good. Have you got one yet?
Yeah, I have now.
Okay, I got 25 gallons left, so we made him sweat for it today. 25? 25 gallons. Hey, beautiful.
Real good.
Okay, I'll start looking for battle damage. Everything else looks good so far.
Yeah, all the gauges are looking fine.
Yep. Excellent. And your hydraulic reservoir is okay?
Good.
I'll check the tires first.
Okay.
I'm out of here, Jerry, if you want to there.
Okay.
Okay, good. I'll close them up when they run down.
Got a good gash here in the ramp
so far. Well, I hope there's nothing that'll bother the airplane for tomorrow. That's the main thing. Skin damage won't hold us up. No.
Okay, I'll take it if you like. You chose to.
I know, okay. This is two. We've got 3,800 pounds, 200 in the herbs, and we had some light skin damage, no problem.
Roger, two.
Just about the way we're sitting now, too. Looks like no problem.
Good boy.
What do you find so far?
This one right here. Got one right there.
Travel flight go 337 decimal.
Sounds like city.
Yes, it is.
Two
say again?
337.3.
Roger, understand.
Oh, no, that's it.
You know, this is laying on the floor. Look at that kid. Blew it right off. Also, here. You see that hole here? Went through here?
Yeah.
It blew off this terminal box cover. Here's the hole out here.
Hey, check.
That's laying around here somewhere. That's not AK-47 material either. That's heavier.
It's Bravo.
Just all these wires by
about
by a half an inch.
Roger, Bravo is at 6.5 RPG, Benoit. We are currently on the 200 degree radio off of channel 117 for 24 miles.
Okay, I'll look for smart stuff. Almost terrorized the first
Bravo squawk, positive ID.
Say again for Bravo.
Phoenix Bravo squawk flash for positive ID, please.
Roger, Bravo.
Lead 2, say again the squawk.
Roger, mode 3, code 07, flash.
Who's squawking?
Howdy, Reed.
Bye-bye.
Get hit up here, too.
Whereabouts?
Hey, it's Bravo radar contact.
Okay.
Bravo.
It looks like a stop except that I'm going.
Stop here.
9 radar contact.
We went down here somewhere.
Track. Oh, okay. Say altitude and destination, please.
30,000. I'll be going up and working around Ducko.
Did you hear that automatic weapons as we started up over the satellite? The rate of fire.
There were two of them.
Yeah, the rate of fire on those, it sounded like 50.
That hole in the tail looks like it, too.
Well, the one up here looks like it, also.
Roger, we're 09 on his route.
Could you hear it hammering away, Sergeant Dallas?
Yes, sir, there was no doubt in my mind.
5-1.
Ron, this is Polka Dot.
That wasn't AK, because it usually comes off to the...
That's right.
Oh, they were distinct today.
Although, we didn't get... We only got shot at three distinct times, is all I remember.
Right.
I was just at 4. There was 2 guns with the automatic.
You have traffic 12 o'clock, 3 miles southbound, altitude unknown.
Stroke 5-1, Polka Dot.
Yeah, I got off 3 smokes.
Stroke 5-1-09 is calling you.
And they could never see our smoke. God damn, that's amazing. They can't very well be watching us then if they can't just walk back up our track. And there should be some smoke coming up somewhere.
Well, you remember, he said he only saw one ship, not two.
Yeah.
First, over. Roger, you are not going to the target area?
5-1, that's negative. He is going to the target area and will be working with Northern Bird. He had radio problems.
You work the northern one first? Affirm. Out the river, south route first.
I thought I heard one hit underneath me. I don't know. Maybe I was mistaken there.
48.6, 248.6.
Well, I'll get a good check on the ground.
Would you not advise over that 09?
We only got hit at 2 different points, didn't we?
Three.
Well, the air 2 hit us. You must have been pretty occupied with something else.
Sir. I guess.
One advice.
Where was the other one? Over the saddle and it was fairly early in the run.
Yeah, there was one maybe a minute or 2 minutes after the first one. Just took one single hit.
Okay, Major Thorndike, we have tires are okay. Very good. Hydraulics look good. Mighty fine.
That's okay.
Three radar
so far, just the 3 holes. Okay, we'll declare our precautionary.
Bravo, stay out of danger.
Bravo's at 6.5.
Bravo, Roger, you have high traffic and you're 2 o'clock at 5 miles northbound.
Bravo, no joy. Okay, cruise checks complete then.
In the rocks somewhere.
Oh boy, if that's all we lost, that's okay.
I think 2 had a cherry on board, didn't he, Duckworth?
Right.
Outstanding.
Say, so, was Is Callahan's first time flying today on Alpha?
Right.
Did they get a scarf on? I don't think so, did they?
No, they didn't. We don't have any. I'll have to go out and buy one for them. I bought the last two for guys.
Out of your own pocket?
Southeast,
who does pay for that? It's supposed to come out of the squadron front someplace, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no money in it.
I sure didn't see anything, though, you know, as far as Uchis go. I don't know where they're living down there.
Pump to clear off the,
Not to clear off
the terminal box back here on the left-hand side. Not to clear off.
You're entering pyramid.
No, that's no AK.
On the north side.
Oh, the shell's probably still inside the box then.
No, it went on through on the other side. It missed all these wires that were here, about a half an inch.
If it hit any wires, man, that's good luck.
No, it's not a one.
That was quite a wallop there, you can tell.
Yeah.
There's one in there and one through the ramp.
Roger. Maybe two through the ramp, I don't know. There's it's all according to how it went through.
Very good. Did you get a tape?
We're still on the air.
Huh?
We're still on the air.
Oh.
Anyway, it's still a little heavier. Let's see if you can use it.
We should have been flying a little bit more.
I heard Ed back there. He said, go get the little.
That's all right. That's what they were. Or are.
Yeah, you better believe it. Of course, they probably have a pretty high opinion of us, too.
I'm sure of this.
I guess so. I haven't seen any further marks.
Darn near perfect. I think it'd probably take about a 50 cal to go through that box, wouldn't it?
I got an AK here in my hand, but that might have been just thrown in.
It's
almost perfect.
Yeah, it's the steel lining out of it. The armor piercers.
Pyramid 87, pyramid, good.
Roger, let the IT moving this point to 73.
87, Pyramid 87, Roger.
Bravo, were you able to go in and get him?
Roger, we did.
Outstanding. I got to go in and get him. You get that, Sergeant Dallas?
I have it on the other tape here.
7 radar contact.
Oh, I say, I just talked to Ramrod, and they were able to go back and get him.
Oh, good show.